Yebo, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, mthokazo muhle, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela emtshelongwa chelu, cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Kwazwe, 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 muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela emtshelongwa chelu, cheve chidiki, che The Connection, chandinokupakurai, nemswe chipiri, choga, choga. Nasi, Zimbabwe muhle, lamhlanje, welcome, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 20th of August 2019. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Once again, muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamtshela emtshelongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Nasi mtshelongwa lamhlanje kuhlelo. Tonight on The Connection, we continue a discussion that we kicked off last week on the protests that are being organized by the MDC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, Zimbabwe muhle, thus far, these protests have been very unsuccessful. Sibone ukuthi, thus far, there have been 3 scheduled protests, none of them successful. Eharare, mhlaka 16, unsuccessful. Gontuthu zathunqa, Bulawayo, izolo, unsuccessful. And Gweru was scheduled next, njalo, unsuccessful. These protests have been blocked by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, EZRP, as a result of a prohibition order. Now, this is what led to the cancellation of these protests in Bulawayo, njalo eHarare, njalo Gokweru. However, eHarare, in the country's capital, we still saw a couple of people injured and a couple of people taking a beating from the police. As for Bulawayo, izolo, we saw the city begugcwele amaphoyisa ndawo zonke pese pamnochouka babangozara amapurisa. The same applies to Gweru thus far. Throughout this entire time, we've also seen activists such as Pride Mkhono being arrested. We've seen politicians such as Honorable Thabiso Khumalo being arrested. Njalo sesibone abantu abasakhulayo, young politicians such as Mnumzana Blessing Kanothunga and Masiza Ndlovu abducted and tortured. This is by people that they believe ukuthi laba ama state security agents. Before we delve deeper into tonight's program, Thokozo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's take a look as these young gentlemen give us an account ukuthi kahle kahle what exactly happened to them when they were abducted and tortured. Let's take a look.
Mshemi ukinda rara, wakasuko muta mkazi wangu. Wamuta mkazi wangu, chikutanga waka ndipfunza kutindizwa identify. Ndikawa identify, wachindipfunza wakati iwewe, diwe tisitia pese na mwono mfakosika. Mfakosima itambiri, yuku okareza zinu. Chicha mwono mkupi wanachamisa. Ndikati, mwono lewe, zukanzaa usuda kutawura. Nisa ndadaro, wakati andaka mwoto kari. Pana angari umotika waka buda, hapa wale mfuti pwande direkwa wana yifu umotika. Wawaya wati tura, paka paine extrayo ye red, yangai number plate, yangai sina number plate kumashure, yaka mila paketi pangu, paka paka tafuti. What they did to me, wana kaba tafuti, haini sandu zira, kote ninja, nipana hapa. Haini sandu za nefuti pinda motika, ndoba na pinda motika, the 3 of them paka gara ni kumashure, the 4th one waka gara kwa pina driver. Immediately papa waka ni wanupa command. Shikanzi, zikisa msoro wako basi, nishino zikisa wadai na bandaro wane jira. But since it was that time motika, but raya wane kaka green color, jira ilo. Nishino zikwenda kumarimba police station, ofushi ina na admito, tika na paeleja na kakanisa. Shiriku nzeko mtemo, they were supposed to wande nese kumapurisa. But chanda ilo elwa, shokura vanya ya utaura, ndile kuti mautu kwa kunzi jise machia pesi nzina chamisa. Chamisa haku kutawura ya kutukudi. Munofunga kutu munopisa ya mnangako. Munofunga munopisa ya iti. Manji tunakuzuona. Iwewe pako papera tukuno kura. Kana Chamisa haji zotonga. Acha kutonga siwa mnengwa mkwa.
Izo olo around the past 10. E country park. Lape ngisara kona. E kutucha matota. Ngabona ya wefika 10. Afika kabisi pa. Kwele mpoko. Ama AK-47. Na kutu stone. Wafika batiki milala pansi. Rangi vopa ngile mba meso iwa atati phone yami iwa atata le phone kankosi kazwami. Then after that ngibonese mpakati we mota ukuthi bamphaka msenjani angibonanga imota ya entwalileyo angizange ngiyibone bengiphakathi kwemota ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Imota yahamba i-distance engeke ngisho njengoba nakade ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Wafika esikhathini sokuthi ngayizwa ukuthi imota leyi sihamba ku-dusty road. Then abantu labana bafika bangikhiphe emoteni. So ngithe nginanzelela ngabona ukuthi imota zakhona bezintathu. After that laba bantu baqalisa ukungibuza imibuzo. Bengathi nje bakhuluma ngemthwakazi. Oqala ukumbuza bekhuluma isiNdebele. Esithi ye kathi wayelizonda imthwakazi. Ngoba thina singabe imthwakazi. Wayelifaka amashona kobulawayo. After that basebengena ke phezu kodaba ukuthi amarongation enu siyawazi. So laba esikufuna ukuthi wena usitshele iqiniso. Ngoba ungasitshela amanga siza kubulala. Lina mhla ka-16 umhlangano la wenzela ngapi? Mina ngathi hayi mhla ka-16 anzange ibe nomhlangano engawenzayo. Baqala ukundinda bebembophe izandla bezibophe ngemuva. Kongele nyawo ngikhangele phansi.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was a Blessing Kanotunga and Masiza Ndlovu, both young politicians who are with the MDC. Human rights violations in Zimbabwe, ilo lutabo dukone kutwini lamhlanje, ndiyo nyaya chukukurukura muchirongwa. If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related in Zimbabwe, lingas kuma ikwengweni kunombolo ziti +12026192077. Ndiyo namba ya mokwalisa undifondra live pamepo. Asi, mokwalisa tunyora jekare tzamba zenyu pa WhatsApp pa namba zenoti +12026503 18. Nga pinda njalo ku WhatsApp sikona +12026503 18. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency sikona njalo ku 4930 njalo ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our internet fanatics, siyasakaza live on our three web pages, www.voashona.com sikona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com tirukutefenyirazvakare pa www.voandebele.com. And for our Facebook fanatics, ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi abantu sebeqala ukwengena kuhlelo mapina no wandu wenyu tinotenda zvikuru. For our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. Saka musakangana kushare chirongwa, muchisa mahats kana muchiterera zvakanaka chirongwa, uyezve muchisa namba kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatisangane ipapa pa chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Ove.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma la mi kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 is the username ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram. Kodwa mthokazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle msambanye uko ku Twitter ne ku Instagram. For the next hour ndiripana papa ma page edu matatu pa Facebook pa VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 uyezwe pa VOA Ndebele. So sikhona lapha, bhalani imibono yenu, bhalani imilayezelo yenu. Once again Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira imchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything related. So Zimbabwe Muhle, soon after the incident that happened in Mhlaka 16 on Esihlanu last week, the United Nations addressed the situation in Zimbabwe. Bekhangela udaba lwemalungelo abantu, nyaya yema human rights mu Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at Mr. Rupert Colville of the UN. Let's hear ukuthi yena, what did he have to say last week?
On Zimbabwe, it's a fast-changing situation. I understand today's planned protests have just been called off. Following a High Court decision earlier this morning upholding a government ban on the demonstrations that was announced yesterday. However, with opposition demonstrations still likely to take place in Zimbabwe in the near future, we urge the government to find ways to continuously engage with the population about their legitimate grievances on the economic situation and to stop cracking down on peaceful protesters. If such demonstrations go ahead, we urge the security forces and protesters to ensure they proceed calmly and without any violence. We're deeply concerned by the socio-economic crisis that continues to unfold in Zimbabwe. While acknowledging efforts made by the government, the international community and the UN in Zimbabwe to mitigate the effects of the crisis and reform process, the dire economic situation is now impacting negatively on the realization of economic and social rights of millions of Zimbabweans. Long-term neglect and structural deficiencies have contributed to hyperinflation, resulting in soaring prices for fuel, food, transport, and health services, which is having a dramatic impact on the population and particularly on marginalized working-class people. The fact that key commodities and services have become less affordable for poor families means there is an increasing need for strong social protection measures. And around 5 million Zimbabweans, or one-third of the total population of some 16 million, are now estimated to be in need of humanitarian aid. That's a huge proportion. Ahead of today's planned protest, which has now been called off at the last minute, there were worrying reports of threats against citizens who wish to exercise their right to express their opinions of the economic situation via peaceful protests, with allegations of increased surveillance of and threats against civil society organizations by state agents.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Rupert Colville of the United Nations. +12024650318 is the number to text go WhatsApp. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo kana mchilo pina mchirongwa. Asi, mkwane sa utifuonera jekare live pamepo pana papa chirongwa chedu. Cheve chidiki. +12026192077. Nyaye ya tru bata nasi mchirongwa. Nyaye yema human rights munyika. Last week, takaona zvakawanda zvichiitika uko kuHarare, vanhu vachiita zvokupondwa, vachiita zvokurohwa nemapurisa, abantu bebhakabulwa ngamapurisa. Hai, sithe hai, namhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, njengoba it was young people who were being beaten by amapurisa, sibone ukuqakathekile ukuthi siluthinte udaba lolu kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. So let's head over to our panelists ethu Zimbabwe Muhle. Let me head over to my first guest joining me live, ecingweni from ngale eZimbabwe, nguThobekihle Mathimbe. Mzwari Thobekihle, zviri kufamba here sisi? Thobekihle?
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu chidiki.
Andizi tinotenda.
Aiwa, tirikufara kuva nemi nhasi muchirongwa. Ngati bva tato nyatsozeya nyaya iri muchirongwa nhasisi. Totangira pane zvakaitika nemusi wechishanu last week uko kuHarare. We saw police bebhakabula vachinyatsorova vanhu zvechokwadi. You guys as an organization, you are with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. How did you guys process what happened last week Friday?
It seems like our makwatiri chaizvo nekuti tirikutarisira kuti vanhu vange vari vanhu vanotendirwa kuti vaite vaenjoy ma rights avo and tichitarisira right yeku demonstrator iri mom section 59 of the Constitution, even right here with assemble, irimo section 58 here Constitution. So taita isira kuti at least kana mtemo iripo kana kuti mapurisa kana achiita o exercise right yavo futi irimo Constitution yekuti vachengetedze security yevanhu vano exercise o zviri pamutemo zvisingaiti zvisingakonzeri kukuvara mumwiri yevanhu. So here it's not a serious bodily injury or even death. So tichiona kuti isusu itakataisa even mutemo tichaisa posa ino my regulations as well section 29 kuti chinovangwa kuti mapurisa hapango kukoza serious bodily injury or death. So zvinhu zvakanga zvichineta fani nekuona vanhu vachiitwa madragnet arrest vanhu vachikumbiwa vachisungwa nevanenge vari innocent vanenge vari mu crowd imomomo vanenge vasinawo zvavaita zvakaipa. So isusu ndiva nema human rights concern yetu ndiye kuona kuti ma rights anenge akachengetedzeka vanhu vachikwanza kuita enjoy their rights.
Now, Tobegile, let's go to the actual protest, to the actual incident. On Thursday, we heard Assistant Commissioner Ponyati Wachita, we're issuing a prohibition order. Don't go protesting at Harare. But still, abantu baze baphuma ngoba nengi bawo, and they went to go protest. Now, of course, you know, I've spoken to different people. They've argued that, you know, the force that was used was very unnecessary. It was too much. Mm-hmm. However, in the first instance, the police had already warned people saying, don't do it, because if you do it, you have to face the wrath of the law of the land. As a human rights organization, how do you guys take those words?
Well, as a human rights organization, when we are looking at using the provisions of the law, we look at the letter of the law. When we're looking at even the wording of Section 29 of OSA, it talks about even when people find themselves, you know, gathering, even if we are to even call it an unlawful gathering and people are gathering, the law still, you know, prescribes what should be done in that instance by the police themselves. The police must still work within the confines of the law. They should be able to, you know, to use, even if they are going to employ the use of force, that force should actually be proportionate to the object of the dispersal. Mm-hmm. They cannot just kana vachichengetedza nyararo vachengetedza nyararo zvakanaka asi vachengetedzawo kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vachiitawo maprotest kumeka sure kuti maweapons avanoshandisa haasi kukoza serious bodily injury or death. So tichitaita maproclamation ekudeclare zvinhu zviri over masimba avo zvine zvizvi zvinotinetsa isusu se organization. Towanikwa isusu tichiita call on even masecurity agents kuti aiwa ishandisai masimba ane makapiwa neconstitution. Constitution inokupai masimba ekuprotecta security, but constitution inokupai kuti mushande within even constitution. Mm-hmm. Tocha kurova vanhu arbitrary arrest zvinhu zvisingatenderwi even neconstitution, zvisina tsigiro yeconstitution.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvinhu zvese zvinoitika zvinofanwa kuitika nenzira yakanaka, nzira ine gwara remutemo mukuru wenyika.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tobe, ngicela ubambe kancane. Can you just hold on the line hoti ngithathe mlaleli nithole mthelele, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, angithi? Right, Zimbabwe omuhle liyamuzwa nangu unkosazana Thobelihle. Thobekile, sengithi Thobelihle. Thobekile Mathimbe. Kodwa hoti ngiqala ngithathe umlaleli nithole mthelele, and I'll go back to unkosazana. Kola kola mthereri ndimo okutanga bva kupinda muchirongwa ngoqalayo lamhlanje kuhlelo ari pachirongwa ari parinare ndiye
nakadi ndari tenda
mushe ndiani ari kupinda muchirongwa nasi
ndiri kendo
mati ndiani
rutendo yes
mkoma rutendo zviri kufamba here saka ndimi kamukoma muri kupinda muchirongwa tiudzeiwo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa.
Zvichitevera zvakaitika musi wechishanu vairipota ivo kuti musi wechipiri musi wa 13 kwakaonekwa mota dzaifamba dzisina manumber plate dzichitrowa magrenade stones nemarikeni ekutaridza kuti zvombo. But to my own surprise, havana kubata mota idzo dzekuti vavhunzurudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka on the other side, zvinotaridza kuti mapurisa masoja vadare vese kumahaikoti nekumalokoti uko vari kushandisiwa nebato rezanu PF vachiita zvisiri pamutemo. Zviri kuda kuzama kungovhiringidza zvinenge zvichirongwa nevamwe. Saka tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti kana tichichema ngatinzwike zvichemo zvedu. Izvo zviri kutaura chokwadi, hama dzevanhu vezanu PF nehama dzevanhu vemdc nehama dzevanhu vemapato wose dziri kunenga sveshe nemuromo nara nekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu nara nemugariva vakaita munyika Saka uhuzi kwamba kusara vachigara voga here kana zviri izvo dzanga vaunganidza hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo dzinovatsigira vechivasapota iyezvo kuzira kuti hakune rimwe divi riri kuguta hari vange richipane zhara nokuti mvura kana ichinaya mumwaka wayo hainai nyika yose rimwe divi rinogutwa rimwe rinofane nzara ndatendawo
zvino musati maenda mukoma rutendo ndachida kuziva kuti imi pache zvenyu muri kurudzira here vanhu kuti vaendere mberi nechirongwa vachiratidzira
chingangoita kuti tisazokurudzira kwato wekutotya nyange tichida hedu nemhaka yekuti ropa riri kudoka rakawanda kana takuti tiratidzire havazorimwe nekutowedzera mutemo vanenge vane nekutedzera mutemo webato vachiisa kumutemo wenyika
aiwa takunzwai mukoma rutendo tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa handiti
ndatendawo
right zulukandaba liya muzwa nangu munumzana urutendo uyangena kuhlelo kuti hayi into yokuqala one thing he really highlighted is ukuthi people are suffering elizweni akulaa ndaba ukuthi ungowebandla liphi abe zanu bayakhala abe MDC bayakhala abe MTCT bayakhala wonke umuntu elizweni uyakhala ngiphinde ngambuza udaba lokuthi yena ubona ngani kumele abantu baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela wathi hayi abantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayasaba they are fearing ngenxa yokuthi sebelahlekelwe elizweni a lot of people have lost you know impilo abantu have lost the property ngezinto ezishiyeneyo kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikunzona ndinemthereri I have another caller ecingweni let me go to my second caller and hear ukuthi ngibani okhona kuhlelo caller mthereri usungenele kuhlelo mapinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki ari parunhare ndiani
osecingweni uspendi moyo
moyo unjani puti wami
hayi ngiyaphila baba kunjani nawe baba
hayi mina ngiphilile moyo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo
hayi nami ngijabulile nokuthi namhlanje lizela ngamukela shwakade ngangiloke ngizama baba
ha nanti thuba moyo nanti thuba usixhuma ngaphi
ngilixhuma ngise elowagwelo esikombingo
o elowagwelo hayi sikuzwile baba so awusitsheleke moyo ukuthi yini umbono wakho ngodaba olukhona ekhodweni namhlanje
hheyi madoda isimo sinzima isimo sibuhlungu sikhathazekile kakhulu ukuthi nxa la madoda esithi bona isimo sizaba ngcono thina ubungcono bangkhona kade sathenjisa ubungcono kodwa ubungcono bakhona kasihlangane nabo
kodwa nangumphanti ntambo uminister Mthuli Ncube uthi hayi kuzaba kuhlungu before kuba kamnandi before abantu baqala ukukholisa kuthiwa ama-policies that have been set up by uhulumende bona they are going to have a pinch kuzaba kuhlungu kancane before izinto ziba mnandi
ye ngiyakuzwa shuwa ngiyakuzwa mnuzana kodwa sesiye sikhathi eside sithengiswa ize neze kusese nogono kwakukhulunywa same language kathesi futhi kukhulunywa same language sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba okubonwa ngabanye abanye kabakuboni yikho kuzisa kakhulu ubuhlungu and sithola amagabha avuzayo abantu kakulaluthi abaludlala into zikhwelile azithengeki sonyamangala ukuthi kathesi bakhuluma ngokuthi bona bethi bona ukutshengisela kuyabe kusephula ilungelo labanye abantu laba abathengiselayo-ke elabo ilungelo kaliyethulwa yini yikho lapho kulombuzo wami khona ukuthi laba-ke abakhalayo bona elabo ilungelo nxa bevinjwa ukuthi bengakhali elabo ilungelo bona aliyephulwa yini kanti okwenza ukuthi bona kube yibo abathi bona betshela abanye okokwenza sokumele silandele khona lokho nanxa kukubi sokumele silandele eyi madoda impini nzima shuwa sithole nzima nebantwana ezikolo i-school fees asaaleki akunzima baba
kodwa moyo uhulumende yena uthi hhayi akafuni ukuthi abantu bayotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi they don't want ukuthi kube lobudlwangudlwangu abantu babhaxabulwe ngamaphoyisa abantu baze bayenza i-violence ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni so bona bathi they've looked at the past protests siyibone ngomnyaka odlule ngempela lapho kwakule protest yahlanganiswa yinhlanganiso ye-ZCTU there was a lot of violence so yena uhulumende uthi asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo elizweni asifuni ukuthi kube le violence
Ye lati iqiniso likhona umsindo asiwuthabeli kwona vele umsindo kawukho muhle kodwa ana iqiniso likhona lokuthi kathesi akula muntu obe ezokuthi uzayenza umsindo ilikuthiwa yi peaceful demonstration ngoba sonke lesizinikele ukuthi kumele ukuthi lati siyekhuluma sonke ukuthi lati besizwe nathi ukuthi hayi siyacela kumbe nxa befuna sicele ukusicela ukuthi hayi impilo kayiguquke belibe kwesinye isimo esingcono nxa besithi bona bona bayenelisa ukuthi bekuguqule lokho kodwa sokungathi sokuyikulokhu kuthunyayelwa akungacaciyo ukuthi sibe sonke silindile njengokuthi abanye akathesi baningi amaphehla asazala eseze ashona kuloko kuthi uJesu uyabuya labo selokhu besilokhu silinde lokho kuthiwa kuyalunga kuyalunga apho kulunga kwakhona baba akusabe sesifile phela
umbuzo wami wokugcina moyo bese siqhubekela phambili lo hlelo ubona ngani abe-MDC kumele baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela
mina baba ngombono wami ngabe kuthiwa ikhulumeni ibivuma ukuthi athi abantu be-MDC bekhulume ngelizwi lokuthi labo bakhala mina bengisisa ukuthi ngabe baqhubekela phambili bebeka nabo izikhalazo zabo kuze phela kulungisiswe lapho kuyabe kumoshakale khona pho nxa kungafuneki ukuthi kona kulungisiswe lapho kumoshakala khona okuthi livele bona ngokuyala kwabo khabafuni nakho ukuzwa ukuthi kulungisiswe okuthi bona bayakholisa ngale mpilo abantu abayiyo yona lokhu kuthengisa khona lokhu ukuthi hhayi bona bayakholisa njalo nxa ufuna uhlezi kuhle phela baba okubi komunye ngekukubone wena nxa uvele uzidlalele kuhle kwakho uyabe umhleka kuphela so bona bayahleka so kathesi asikho ukuthi bayaliswa yikuyini bayaliswe nje ukuthi khona bayahleka kuhle ukuthi sibakhawulisile sibakhawulisile kodwa aba yisono sona lesi
hhayi siyakuzwa moyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bhuti
eyi ngithokoze kakhulu ngithokozekuthi ngicela libe lingifonela njalo njalo nje ngiyahalela ukungena enhleleni nje ezithile nami ngiyahalela kakhulu ngiyangazama ngakhonsistensela ithuba elidluleyo ukuba ngucouncilor under MDC alliance
don't worry mnumzana next week sizakudinga njalo angithi
hayi ngiyabonga baba
right muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna vamoyo umo chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe nayo ari kupopota semaundro ava rutendo vambopindawo muchirongwa vachiti zvina zvina kumira mushe munyika. But let me go back to Tobekile because Moyo brought up a lot of very important points that I think are super important that we need her to address. Tobekile, are you still on the line?
I'm there.
Right. Now, you started off something. You talked about PASA. It seems as though the implementation, well, the law itself, the way that the police used it, a lot of people feel as though yes, it was used with the argument of defending people's rights, but other people are turning around and looking at it and saying, what about my constitutional right to go protest peacefully? So which law trumps which?
Okay, I'll explain it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first founding values of Zimbabwe, which is in the constitution, states that one of the key things, key principles, is that the constitution itself is supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So supremacy of the constitution. Saka mtemo mkuru watinifangwa kutedzia, the constitution. Section 44 of the constitution is clear. Kuti state, nemunhu wese, any agent of the state, anifangwa kurespekta, nekuremekedza, nekuprotekta, nekupromota constitution. Saka tinoona isusu kuti ma limitations anoya nepost. PASA ino tora limit kodzero yevanhu yekuprotest. Yoti vanhu kana vachida kodzero iyoyo ngava apply.
Mm-hmm.
Ngava wane vachikumbira mvumo yekudaro. Zviri zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vacho vari kukumbirwa futi voita ivo mapurisa.
Mm-hmm.
Ende tikatarisa, I'll just give you a brief background. August 1 incidents, zema incidents akaitika vanhu vakakuvara pakazouya Mutlande Commission. Tutarisa even January 14 to 5 February pakaita mamwe maprotest ambotaurwa one of the speakers. Tinoona kuti pakaita injuries akawanda kune vanhu, pakafa vanhu, zviri zvinhu zvakakonzerwa nema security agents. So you find that at the end of the day, kana vanhu vachinokumbira kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuprotesta kumapurisa, variwo zvekuti mapurisa acho ari kunzi ndiwo ari kutkuwadza vanhu. Zvinonetsa manje kuti vanhu vachazopiwa here mvumo yekuti vaite chii, vaite exercise na rights avo. Todzokera isusu muconstitution, constitution inopa vanhu kodzero yekuita sei, yekuprotesta peacefully. Saka vanhu vokumbira here kodzero yavakapiwa neconstitution? Kana vakumbira futi vonyimwa. Zviri zvinotishungurudza seorganization, zviri zvinoshungurudza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
So Thobekile, explain something to me. I understand that POSA was declared unconstitutional sometime last year. How is it that the police then can go ahead and use it legally?
Well, the POSA was not entirely like declared could be either unconstitutional. Pane section yakanongwa ikanzi atigona kuti a blanket ban yekubhana maprotest.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ndo mutemo uchiripo, uripo uri kurarama, hauna kuripiliwa, wakazvimirira, uripo uri kushandawo, saka ndo uri kurilaiwa nawo nemasecurity nemapurisa kuti kumeka sure kuti vari kumaintaina peace and order muZimbabwe. And at the same time ndo mutemo zvekare wavari kushandisa zvekare kulimita even kodzero dzevanhu dzekuita maprotest. So pane nyaya iripo zvakare irimo muconstitution yekuti pane nyaya inofanirwa kuitwa inonzi balancing, yekuti abalance marights. Because mapurisa anenge achitiwo isusu tiri kuchengetedza vasiri kudawo kuti associate neprotest. But mapurisa anofanirwa kuchengetedzawo zvekare even ivo vanhu vacho vari kuitawo chi maprotest.
Now, it seems as though POSA right now is currently, like you said, going through amending, and it's coming back as MOPA. As a human rights organization, how are you embracing this?
Well, it's also one of the kuti MOPA is going to be my restrictions are a bit repressive pakodzero dzevanhu, because my provisions hazvina hazvi kunyanyochinja, zviri radical. Zviri kuramba zvingoripo zvinhu zvekuti kana vanhu vachida kutema protest ngavatange vakumbira. Iye anenge achiti kwanzi aiwa kucha pamwe protest haigoni kuzova peaceful, ndiye anofanirwa kuaplya kuti redu ye protest haisi kuziya peaceful. Ko uyo ari kuinjoy yake kodzero yake iri muconstitution, anofanirwei kuti achienda pamberi achinokumbira kodzero yake? Zvakafanana nekodzero yekufema chaiyo, ukaenda uchinokumbira ndiri kukumbirawo kufema. Hazviitikona nyaya yacho. Ndo pane concern yedu yekuti tinoda kuti kana tichiva nemutemo uchauya, ngauyewo uchitarisawo kuti pave nebalancing effect yekuti ehe peace yedoda tinoida, nekuti tinoda kuti muve nerinyararo munyika, ichokwadi. Uyezve tinoda kuti vanhu vanakirwewo nekuinjoya kodzero dzavo dziri imo muconstitution, yatiri kuti isusu ndo iri supreme, yatiri kuti isusu ndo yakakosha, ndiyo mutemo mukuru wemuZimbabwe.
Alright, regai ndikubatei muromo, Sisi, nditore muteereri, and then I'll come back to you, Andet. Right, ngiyezwa kuti ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, ndirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Ngatinzwe kuti ndiani aripo parinhare. Kola kola muteereri, usungenele kuhlelo, mapinda muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ngubani ukone cingweni?
Hello, ndini Shepherd.
Shepherd, unjani buti?
Sikhona, kunjani
baba? Hayi, sikhona, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, ngiyathokoza kakhulu, ninjani baba?
Hayi, ngiphilile. Angizwanga baba.
Ithi ninjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, thina siphilile. Ngilethemba lokuthi la uphilile.
Hayi, ngiphilile saka.
Usungenele kuhlelo baba, awungitshela umbono wakho.
Inkinga yilona oludubo lolo olwasekhaya lolo soluhluphile lolo.
Qhubeka Shepherd,
siyabuzwa. Singakubikela kubani kakhulu? Ngoba yabona mina ngimbuzo ukuthi uhulumende wangeniswa ngabantu, yena mayethu wangena anti ukuthi wangeniswa ngabantu. Why ezomisha abantu amalungelo awo? Ngoba yena umuntu maye wathandwa ngabantu, wafaka ngabantu, and then abantu makunenkinga sebethi sihlangane nazo sebefuna ukuthi bamkhumbe ukuthi hhayi thina sinenkinga lapha nalapha, yena esesebenzisa uswazi olubuhlungu kangaka.
kodwa Shepherd yena uhulumende uthi hayi asifuni ukuthi nina abantu abazabetshengisela liyenze ubudlwangudlwa kube le violence njalo asifuni ukuthi abanye amalungelo abanye abantu aphulwe
but yabona ukuthi into ekhona kakhesi sokungudlwangudlwangu but sikhipha umongameli lo owasukileyo manje lo kwaba nodlwangudlwangu amapolisa ayikhona amasosha ayikhona and then abantu bamenyezela ukuthi bafuna ukwenza a peaceful demonstration like what they did ngesikhathi leso bekhipha lo mongameli ophumileyo so inkinga ibikuphi and amapolisa akhona abekhona ayibona laba abafuna ukwenza udlwangudlwangu yiwo abanjani ababophayo unlike ukuthi bona bahle bavimbe bathi akukho into enjalo bona bake babona yini kukhona abantu bake bayenza umsindo before uhlelo lwakhona lungakaqali lolelo demonstration
hayi siyakuzwa
ubona bona sebegijimele phambi kwabantu anti ukuthi abantu bazenze udlwangudlwangu hhayi abantu bafuna ukuthengisela ngoba bane-1 2 3 into ezibahluphayo anti bona ngabe baqale babona ukuthi abantu bareyetha njani anti and then aniba ngumsebenzi wompolisa lokuze ngokugcina ukuthula but inkinga esiyibonile thina amapolisa yiwo acine eseshana nabantu eqetha abantu idorobha ehlala kungesena muntu so which means ngubani ophula amalungelo abantu osenza udlame ngubani osenza udlame andiyo amapolisa osenza udlame ngabantu
hayi siyakuzwa but Shepherd isikhathi yiso sisidliwe ngumangoyi kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo come back same time same place next week angithi but
hayi ngiyabonga
right muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna wa Shepherd muomuteerera ari kupinda muchirongwa ari kubata nyaya iyoyo yema human rights munyika pachirongwa pari zvino tina muzvare Tobekile Matimbe she's part of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum kodwa Zimbabwe omuhle this notion what happened over the ngolwesihlanu eHarare njalo what happened yesterday kobulawayo has created a reaction from the international community we've seen our organizations such as the United Nations earlier on you saw them bona labo they touched on what happened sibone amazwe achiyeneyo America ambassador Brian Nichols lie he also issued a statement njalo he also met up with a lot of people who are victims of the abductions. So, as we move forward, let us go to an interview that I did with Alex Noyes. He is the political scientist of an organization called the RAND Corporation, lapha kwelemelika, whereby he explains ukuthi international community bona, how are they taking in everything that's happening in Zimbabwe? Let's take a look.
So, Alex, we're here with you today to talk about the situation in Zimbabwe. You were recently in Zimbabwe. And over the past couple of days, a lot of things have happened. We saw the MDC trying to move to lead a protest in Harare. Mm-hmm. That was blocked. They tried again in Bulawayo. That was blocked. They tried again in Gweru, which is supposed to happen tomorrow. That, too, has been blocked. The protest itself was supposed to be people coming to the streets to express how they feel. What was your reaction when you were in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's great to be back. Always good to be on your show. Mm-hmm. So I was there for about 2 weeks, back last week, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. So it's bad. I think the biggest surprise, you know, I've been studying Zimbabwe and going to Zimbabwe for over a decade now, and my biggest surprise this time around was just the sheer difficulty in logistics of getting around, getting bread, getting fuel, getting cash. Mm-hmm. You know, I showed up and I tried to get bond notes. I went to the bank and tried to transfer, change my USD. They had no ATMs working, no cash. The only way I could get it was on the black market. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been some effort on the economic side to do some of the reforms mm-hmm. that they've talked about. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a charade, especially on the political side. You know, I was there last year for the election, and there was always this sense, and ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa even owned this, that it was sort of a foreign policy exercise. Mm-hmm. The election and these reforms were for international consumption. And so you keep seeing the party line talking about open for business, new dispensation. but how can you have a new dispensation when security forces are on the streets, when you're banning protests using POSA, mm-hmm. you know, repressive
legislation.
But we're
also still talking about that. With that idea, according to Assistant Commissioner Ponyasi and the government themselves, Zimbabwe has a history. If you look at the protests that happened last year, if you look at the protests that happened after the elections, they turned out to be violent. So for them, they felt as though implementing and using this was to prevent that violence. because it has the potential of becoming violent.
Yeah, I think it's a convenient excuse. I'm not convinced that these or other protests were actually going to be violent. And they, you know, these arms caches they talked about, I'm sure that's just a pretext to crack down on the opposition and dissent.
When Minister Mthuli Ncube came into office, he said that all the measures we're putting in are going to pinch before it gets better. As the international community, how are you guys taking this in? How, do you feel as though they're actually putting in the right measures, and are they trying enough to ensure that Zimbabweans have a better future?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. I wanted to go in with an open mind and assess conditions on the ground. And I came away without much positivity on that front. I think, you know, when you talk to folks, has anything changed? Average folks in the streets say absolutely not.
Some feel as though what is happening right now is an infringement on their human rights, but government is turning around and saying, whoa, we're trying to protect your human rights because we don't want things to be destroyed. As the internet, we've seen the international community come out in arms saying, whoa, we're dead set against the violence that happened in Harare. They've urged government to respect people's human rights. How are you guys taking in, especially the incident that happened on Friday?
Yeah, it's more of the same, right? I mean, you talked about protecting people's lives and property, but I mean, the commission after the post-election violence said, you know, massive disproportionate use of force. Mm-hmm. So sure, maybe some people were burning cars and throwing rocks, but then you have some people come in and shoot people in the back with AK-47s. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more of the same. It's a pretext to crack down. There might be some concerns, but there are better ways to do this. And if you're talking about a new dispensation, a new democracy, you got to open yourself up to these.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Alex Noyes. He is a political scientist for the RAND Corporation. Now, he was here in the studios earlier on. I would have loved to have him live on air, but unfortunately, he had other commitments. So I thought, hey, let's see in the interview and give it to Abala a little bit to let's see how they take it in. What does Zimbabwe Mushe? That's not the full interview. We're going to be uploading the full interviews on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu, VOA Studio 7. So let me go back to my guest, Uthobekile. Let's wrap up with her and move over to my second guest that's coming in. Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni. Uthobekile, are you still on the line, sis?
Yes, I am.
Right. Now, since we came up into Lenohlelo, we're coming towards the end of our program. So I want to hear more from you as a human rights lawyer. Now, how do we move forward from here forth to ensure that human rights are respected in the country? We're seeing people all over the world, different organizations all over the world, are all urging government to start respecting human rights in the country.
All right. First of all, I'll just say, yeah, I do. As an organization, you know, we actually commend and are grateful for even the echoing of the same things that we believe in as an organization, you know, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner that, put a call on government to actually respect people's right to even demonstrate, even the U.S. Embassy. We are fully appreciative of such calls which are towards, upholding of human rights in Zimbabwe, as well as we look at upholding even the values that are in our constitution. So going forward, I'll say that we, as an organization, we continue to call even on the government to also put in place those mechanisms that will ensure that even the security agents will uphold human rights, will uphold people's rights even to demonstrate, to assembly. We also comment even with respect to Section 210 of the Constitution, which states that the there should be an act that is going to provide for a mechanism, a complaint mechanism, to allow citizens to even complain against the conduct of security agents. So we continue to call on the government to make sure that that act is actually put in place to come up with that complaint mechanism to allow for investigations of any violations and to also allow for remedies to human rights violations with respect to state security agents. We also call even on the government to also ratify the Convention Against Torture, so that at least we have, once we ratify it, we domesticate it into our law, and we have, regulations that are going to make sure that they criminalize any act of torture against the civilian population.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sobekile, thank you so much. Nekupinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. I look forward to having you back on the program soon.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Tinatenda.
I watch it in the UMI. Nangu sisi utobekile Matimbe. Yeah, now she's with the organization Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Right, Zuluganda basiqhubekele phambili nohlelo lukhona egudwini sekusele 15 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Let me go to my second guest, umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena ngumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Putunyana.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokumamikela linjani balaleli.
Hayi, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayaphila, mina ngiphilile, wena unjani Put?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile ngapha ngaseHarare njengoba ngasila lami ekuchayweni ngama-button stick lapha.
So Nyoni, nantu dwaba olukhona egudwini bhuti. Monday sibone amaphoyisa bebhaxabula abantu bebashaya ngempela kule video eyasecirculator kulomunye ugogo ngempela. Hayi, simbone ugogo eshawa abantu baze bathi ha no man, this is not right. Kodwa bona amaphoyisa njalo uhulumende bathi hayi silitshelile phela Thursday night ngolwesine sathi hayi lingaphumi liyotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi hayi kule prohibition order asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo, kube lo mdlwangudlwangu, kube le violence. So wena njengomunye ongumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni, ukuthathe kanjani lokho?
Ya, into ebuhlungu kakhulu ngase sibona abadala bethu omama labogogo sebechaywa njengamapholisa ngendlela ehlukumezayo kangaka nje. Kodwa nje lokhu kusegcekeni njalo kusitshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende lo yena nje kachiyanga ubuntu bakhe ovele ayewenza umgabi esakhona obokuhlukumeza uZulu njalo lokuchaya uZulu, ngoba isizathu sokuthi bechaye uZulu sibe vele singekho. Lesizathu sokuchaya ogogo vele sasingekho nje, kodwa sibabonile nje phambili kwamakhamera bezimisele ukuchaya abantu njalo lokuhlukumeza uZulu.
So Nyoni, tell me something, Numzana. You are one of people that you're an activist in the country. We've seen ukuthi sekule trend la ukuthi when people protest, abantu bayashawa, babhaxabulwa, people are injured, property is broken. So is it still worth it ukuthi abantu baphume ngobunengi babo bachino ratidzira migwagwa?
Yes, it's pretty much worth it because if you look at the numbers that were on the street, there wasn't a lot of people that came out on that particular day. Had we flooded the streets like we did in 2017 November, I tell you and I bet my life and my career as an activist that the police were not going to be able to contend the march or to beat anyone because the numbers will be overwhelming. Our only challenge and problem is when we have these marches, it's only a few courageous individuals that come out, which then exposes them to the brutal reaction from the system.
Mm-hmm. So now, as we move forward, we've seen uhulumende, he's blocked. I'm a protest here, Harare. Wazi wabhloka ama-protest koBulawayo. Wazi wabhloka ama-protest eGweru. So, nina njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu, how do you plan on moving forward? Ukuze litshengise uZulu ukuthi hayi thina ngempela asithabanga, we're not happy with the situation in the country.
We have two options. Silendlela ezimbili esizilandelayo. One is the legal route and the other one is to say the blocking of these marches is on its own illegal. So we will not adhere to an illegal law that tries to legalize something which is not legal in the first place. So we will take up this matter at the Supreme Court and even up to the Constitutional Court if need be, and push along those lines, as well as we won't stop getting on the streets and demonstrating because the court has ruled. If they want to arrest us, then they will arrest everyone who come on the streets.
Mm-hmm. So, but besides that, besides the protest, because if anything, it seems as though there's an effect on the ordinary person in the streets. Ugogo loya had nothing to do with it. Was it kodwa nguye ngempela owabhaxabulwa? Kodwa the people were pushing for a protest bona abasashawang. So, seeing as though the effect of the protest seems to be hitting the ordinary person the most, how do you then move forward ensuring ukuthi the ordinary person is not affected as much or is not the one taking the biggest heat?
it's a sad thing that Ugogo became a casualty of this fiasco, and I feel very sorry for her. I've even visited her to see how she's doing at the hospital. It's not a good thing, and we don't like such things to happen. But we cannot stop fighting this battle and fighting this war because certain people are going to get hurt or certain individuals are going to get in the crossfires. Every battle has its own problems and advantages and disadvantages, and casualties will always be there. Even if you are at your own home, for example, a very good example is Comrade Tatenda Mumbera, who was actually taken from his own home in his own bed and beaten and had an arm and a leg broken. Well, he wasn't part of the demo. He wasn't anywhere near the demo, but he was beaten at home. So if something like this is happening on a day-to-day basis, well, we can't avoid it.
Zvino vanyoni chimbondiudzaiwo imi muri kurwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika muri kuti aiwa vanhu ngavaendere mberi nechirongwa ichi chekunoratidzira vanhu vazhinji vari kuratidzira nekuti vari kuchema chema vachiti munyika hamuna mabasa. Munyika hakuna magetsi, mari haisi kubatika, hakuna mvura, zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kungonetsa munyika. Asi takanzwa Minister Mthuli Ncube vachiti haumana zvinhu zvichambotinetsei zvisati zvanaka. Madii kungomira mambopa hurumende mukana kuti vamboshanda zvakanaka? Tionewo kuti zvinhu zvinobudirira here.
Vamthuli Ncube zvavanotaura ndo zvainzi navamugabe zviroto zviroto, because havazivi zvavanotaura uyezve havararami upenyu hwatinorarama isu sevana veZimbabwe. Vamthuli Ncube vanongowawata vachingovukura vasina zvavanotaura zvisvino. Kana vachiti tishingirire zvinhu zvichanaka, vari kutaura kuti kusafa kwatiri kuita pari zvino is nothing here, because isusu right now tiri kutosafa as it is. Saka munhu akauya akatiti hanzi shingirirai pakusafa kwamuri kuti anenge achida kuedza kureva kuti kudii, kuti it's actually going to get worse than it already is.
Asi,
we cannot stand or agree to something like that.
Asi iyo hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese, chionai manje maane currency yenyu.
Matanho aya vakabvirira kumataura kubva gore rapera vachiti tiri kutora matanho, tiri kutora matanho, but hapana chachinja, hapana chaita. Izvezvi tikada kuvabvunza kuti zvii zvavari kutaura, vanongogara kutaura mamega deals nemamiriyoni emari, but hapana chinofamba. 10 million chaiya vakatudza kuti vaiwana mumba Machombo pavakamusunga gore riya, hatitozivi kuti yakaendeku uyezve kuti mabhokisi emariyo yakazogumira riri. Saka hurumende inotaura zvimwe asi iyo ichiita zvimwe. Saka neta nekuteerera mashoko ehurumende asina chinobatika kana kuti pundutso paari, nekuti isisi tinoda zvinhu zvinoisa chikafu chingwa patebhuru.
Asi vanyoni, ngatimbobatai imwe nyaya. Vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vachiti munyika nyaya yehori yanetsa yanetsa yanetsa. Zvino hurumende yakabva mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakabva vaseta up commission vachiti commission sa bata munhu wese ane uhori. Chionai Honorable Prisca Mfumira Wasungwa nezuro wanga chitsvaga vaimbo deputy president Pelekezela Mpoko navo vari kuinvestigatewa. Hamungati hurumende iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Vanogomanyira kuda kunosungarana naMpoko naMpfumira, vagara vachaiziva kuti ihove diki vachisiya hove hombe seiko. Ava vekudya mari yemagetsi vadii kuvabata ava. Ava vatinoziva vakaita kuti bhanga guru renyika risvike pakugara pasi varidii kuvabata. Mau zviri kutaurwa navamunangagwa nezviri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa ndezvekuda kutibata kumeso, kutizora sadza muromo, kutinyepera kuti chinzi tadyawo sadza isisina kudya. Tinozviziva chese kuti makashayikwa ndege nhatu munhu. Vadii kutanga kubata vana vavo vari pamberi vecorruption, pamwe chete nekuona kuti ivo pachezvavo vari clean here maoko avo, because corruption haisi kutanga pasi. Corruption iri kutanga kumusoro kwavari ivo. Saka how can he set up a commission yaanoziva kuti vanhu vaaisa mucommission iyo vanotori nemaquestion mark? Tikatarisa mukuru wecommission yacho, tinotori nemubvunzo pamusoro pezvake kuti it's not commission yagadzirwa kuti itsvage corruption, asi kuti itu yagadzirwa kuti irwe hondo dzavo dzepolitics.
Right, mvunzo wangu sezvo pasara 5 minutes pachirongwa vanyoni, and ndine muteereri akatimirira, saka mvunzo wangu wokupedzisira kwamuri sezvo ndambobvunza nyaya yenyuchiti vanhu vari kurohwa nemapurisa nemasoja mukoma. Masoja vari kuti varungorova vanhu. Saka imi seve vanhu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika, plani yenyu ndeipi yokutumiendere mberi zvinhu zvitsange kugadziriswa munyika hurumende nayo iona kuti zvechokwadi vanhu havana kufara ngatimbokurukura nevanhu titrai kugadzirisa titrai kuadressa zvichemo zvevanhu munyika
chakakoshera hurumende iyi kugadzira dzatinoti cosmetics dzekuti ionekere kunyika dziri kunze sehurumende yakachiyana nehurumende yaivepo saka optics dzavo dzinokuvara kana kodzero dzevanhu dzichityorwa taona kuti iko zvino america pamwe chete neunited nations vaburitsa mashoko vachitsoropodza nyaya yekurohwa kwevanhu zvinova izvo zviri kukuvadza urongwa hwehurumende hwekuti izvinatsurudze sehurumende yakanaka saka isisu hatisi kuzovapa mukana wokuda kunyepedzera kunge vachinja kana kuti vagadziridza unhu hwavo tichada kuramba tichifumura unhu hwavo nekuratidzira nekuti hatisi kuzodzora tsvimbo nokuti gudo rabata kumeso
aiwa vanyoni takunzwai zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
mufaro wangu chaizvo tinokutendai vateereri
Right, zulika ndaba nangu mnumzana uCharles Nyoni ngumunye olwela ilungelo loluntu vaCharles Nyoni umwe anorira kodzero dzevanhu munyika asi ndirikunzwawo ndine muteereri pasara 4 minutes pachirongwa saka ngatipei muteereri mukana wekutaura ndoonawo kuti muri kutichii pafacebook tobva tapeta chirongwa kola kola muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ndiani mlaleli ole helo
ndirokutendai
ari parunhare apo ndiani
chokutanga chendoda kupinda pachiri ndoda kuti varuzidzi rwezimbabwe uongorore musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa nesinet house musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa nesinet house kana takautarisa musangano wokusunga opposition dzese kwete opposition imwe chete opposition dzese nevanobvira kodzero dzavanhu vese nevane zvichemo vese munyika yezimbabwe vari kusungwa neresolutioni yakaitwa nesinet house pachangopfuura ndakanga ndakateerera zvitaurwa izvo zvitaurwa izvo navamonzora vachiti sinet house yarizovha kuti kuchange konvena chana kusungwa and zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti kana konvena wemusangano chana kusungwa zvinoreva kuti hakusina chadana musangano dama munenge modana musangano zvinoreva kuti munenge muchongoziva chete kuti vazhinji pachasungwa munhu pari kurohwa vanhu pari kusungwa vanhu pari kurohwa vanhu saka zvinotirwadza ndezvekuti toramba tiri paconstitutionalism here asi iyo hurumende ndiyo iri kufeila kumira paconstitutionalism because constitution kana takatarisa hurumende yezano haina kutadza kutevedza constitution kutanga nhasi kana pamabvisira vakaita mugabe wavo chaiye because izanu kuzanu pamabvisira nevakaita nazvo zvina neconstitutionalism then tikabvapo tikatarisa pane zvavari kutiitira mastrict zvinoreva kuti constitution havasi kuitevedza saka isusu marwire etinofanira kuti tinge tichiita topinda pana api nokuti constitution inova ndiyo yafanira kuti gaidha kuti tinzwana nepazvichemo iye havasi kuiri kutotita kana taakupinda nemairi vanobva vatiita kunge tiri makaupuri
saka
zvinonyanya kutirwadza iko ndiritaura ndiri kusouth africa zvangu ndatoenda zvangu mukoma jonga ndiritaura ndiri kusouth africa
aiwa inotirwadza ndezve mukoma jonga ari parichirongwa pari zvino ndimaiki mukoma jonga vari muofisi asi havasiri vari pachiregaro dasi
All right, thank you very much. Whoever is there, we appreciate and we entertain. Zvinonyanya kutirwadza hama yangu ndezvekuti tarisai mazuva mashoma shoma akapfuura vakaita mafasitireki programs avo akadzinda vachena munyika vachena vanonzvavanga vakavabata maindastries akanga achiwanikwa mabasa navanhu akanga achipapunduso kunyika let alone nyaya dzekuti vanhu vanga vakarwa hondo navachena zvikange zvapera that's why we have got reconciliation
programzvakanga
pasara kuvakanyika
aiwa mukoma nguva ndiyo adyanana mukoma nguva aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka nguva ndiyo adyanana dai next time tokufondirai early kuitira kuti chi mupinde muve nenguva yakareba Right, Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazi omuhle isikhathi sesifikele emaphethweleni wohlelo thashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinotenda zvikurusa munhu wese apinda muchirongwa, both my guests Charles Nyoni njalo uthobekile vese vapinda vakanyatsokurukura vakabata nyaya. Thank you so much even to Alex Noyes who was with me earlier on. Nyabonga wonke umuntu ongeneleyo kuhlelo anokuoneka inemfaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazi omuhle. Bye bye.